In the wake of Minister Creasy's announcement that SANRAL's board tenure will be extended for another few months, it is really concerning to us. This board has been in place for two terms, two times 3-year terms, and another 2 years beyond that, to 8 years. 2 years ago, this board, a new board should have been elected. In fact, 5 years ago, but let's grant that they did extend them for another 3 years. 2 years ago, that 3 years was up. The matter should have been addressed by the previous ministers, both Fikile Mbalula and Sindisiwe Chikunga, in planning ahead, but they didn't. Barbara Creasy's now been in this position for a year and a half, and they knew, the department knew, that this board's tenure was overdue and it was coming up for renewal. And they had all this time to deal with finding a new board and appointing, and lo and behold, comes January here, they're being extended for another 3 months. What is sad about this is that our government has a knee-jerk reaction, not just in SANRAL and in various departments, but in many departments. We've seen it in the CETAs, higher education. We see this late approach to dealing with board changes and board appointments. And this is a governance concern that civil society has been expressing for some time. And we really hope the minister now fixes this once and for all, changes this board, because quite frankly, this current board at SANRAL, we believe, has far too much smoke and far too many questions around their conduct in the past.